In the advanced disease setting, I believe cis-taxotere beats cis-navlebine. Does that have any bearing in any of your decisions about the adjuvant setting?
Yeah, if you look at that paper, it's a subtlety. Your overall impression is the impression of the oncologic community. If you look at that paper, actually, though, the p-value is listed, I think, as 0.044, but it's not significant because of one or more interim analyses that were done when you look at that Kaplan-Meier survival curve. Nonetheless, do I think that makes it reasonable to extrapolate and use cisplatin docetaxel in the adjuvant setting? Yes, I think it's a reasonable thing to do. But on the other hand, I don't know that it's any easier when you give it Q3 weeks as opposed to the smaller divided doses of cisplatin vinorelbine. And I think Frances has revised her schedule over the years, because the one I was using was her schedule from a year or two ago, which we actually sort of like, because you know, you never really get the major league platinum toxicity. I tell patients beforehand, you are likely to miss several of these treatments, and you shouldn't be discouraged or dissuaded by that. The survival benefit is in patients like yourself. No one gets through this unscathed.
What is it that prevents you from getting the treatment in usually?
Depends on the regimen, but even in our most recent adjuvant experience, which was a small trial we did with cisplatin docetaxel, more than half the patients dropped out after one cycle. That's why we're nervous about the ECOG 1505 in a big setting, you know, if the Memorial post-surgical patients couldn't cruise through. So,
but again, why?
With the cisplatin vinorelbine, it's usually they miss because of blood counts.
But they finish the four cycles.
They usually get through the 16 weeks.
I have no personal experience with docetaxel and cisplatin in the adjuvant setting. A lot of my colleagues are using it for the reason that you've offered, that advanced disease, it had a non-inferiority. Remember, that's what's in the package insert versus vinorelbine cisplatin, which I think most of us would interpret as at least as good, if not better. Having said that, there are no phase 3 data with that combination. All the data with vinorelbine cisplat or Taxol Carbo. So it's all by extrapolation. I don't think it's going to be worse. I doubt if it's going to be significantly better. And the upcoming ECOG trial is going to feature chemo du jour. You'll have a menu of options to pick. I don't think we're as caught up in lung cancer as the breast cancer world is in comparing minute changes in regimens. That the presumption is various platinum cocktails are probably going to do the same. We really have to ask other questions, and particularly the introduction of targeted agents.
And actually, that's a good lead into Vince, who's going to talk about the adjuvant trial. And actually, I guess the chemo du jour is changing, or what defines the chemo du jour is being looked at a little bit more closely. Vince? Let me just ask you before you talk. Bill, what do you think you're going to do with your patient?
I'm going to treat her with cisplatin-based chemotherapy. I was sort of hard to choose between taxotere and navlebine, but I'll discuss it with her.
What have you generally been doing when you've been using cis?
I've used it more probably with taxotere. The other thing is usually you have to put a port with navlebine, so it's another little factor, not a big thing.